We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're back in our second hour. As I said at the beginning of this show, the story in Penn Hills is going to be developing not only throughout the course of the day, but probably over the next couple of days. It's the story involving a video that went viral involving the arrest of a 21-year-old Wilkinsburg man. Fresh out of a meeting dealing with this very issue is Chief Howard Burton, Chief of the Penn Hills Police Department. Chief, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem, Lynn Hayes.
So let me ask you this. Were you aware of the video when it first went viral, or how'd that come about? How did you first see the video?
Oh, yes, I received information that the video existed, and actually I do not do Facebook, but folks I do know had it and forwarded it to me, and I viewed the three different segments, I guess, that everyone is looking at.
Now, do Penn Hills police officers wear body cams?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so there's a good chance that some of this may have been captured. Do we even know that at this point? Because I know this is early in the investigation.
Yes, we do. We do have body cam video, and we also have in-car camera video.
Okay, all right. So tell me what happened today, because you did have a meeting. Was it with concerned community advocates?
Yes, actually, I met yesterday with one local advocate here in Penn Hills and spoke with about an hour with him.
Mm-hmm.
Today we met with Brandy Fisher, who I'm sure is well known to
sure.
the city,
mm-hmm.
Along with representatives from the Attorney General's office. We had actually a two-hour meeting. It was very productive, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We all understood what we were there for, why we were talking, what we were talking about, and I think it was a good meeting.
So is there an investigation that comes from here? What's the offshoot of this meeting? Is it more meetings? Tell me, give me as best you can what happened today.
Yeah, I think what happened, we all understood where we came from with our different approaches and different ideas looking at the videos. And I think as a dialogue was created with this advocate, and I believe the Attorney General's office is going to reach out to her, and she's going to reach out to them in return, and have a discussion on this type of incident.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you were quoted in the newspaper by saying you had looked at the three clips and you were satisfied or comfortable with, comfortable sounds like an odd word, but you were satisfied that your officers followed protocol.
Yes, that's correct. I followed what I could see from those videos, but also from what our video showed. And I believe our Penn Hills officers, acted appropriately and were responding to the actions of the individual. Now, I know that seems difficult for some people to understand, looking at the three clips that they saw, but we have a totality to look at, a totality of circumstances, what led up to the point where they saw those three videos. And I believe our officers did act appropriately, I'm sorry.
Well, and I think that's why I asked if there were police body cams, because the three videos that everyone's seeing on social media do not show anything that happened prior to this confrontation, this altercation. So most people have no idea what happened up until that point.
That's correct. And I think, and I don't fault them for that. They don't have access to it, so they're mm-hmm. they're making their decision and their perception on what they see in those three videos. Conversely, we see what happened, and we try to put ourselves in the position of the officers who were directly involved in that battle. And at that point in time, I can see where the concerns are, but I can also see what our officers are doing and what they're trying to do to control this individual.
So I don't know how far you can go into this, but from what I understand, it was a routine traffic stop after the driver of a car made an illegal U-turn. Is that pretty accurate? Is that something you can comment on?
That's my understanding. It was drawing the attention of an officer. He made a U-turn, but he had extremely dark windows that were tinted that you could not see into the vehicle at all. Which is a traffic violation, and the original stop was based on a violation.
Okay. And those tinted windows, before I let you go, are they legal now in Pennsylvania, like the ones that you can't see in? Because I know for a while they were illegal.
No, they're still illegal. I mean, it's at the point now that really, for a good rule of thumb for folks out there, the only tint that is really legal is the factory tint, what the vehicles come from the factory with. Mm. Anything that's added on or in addition to is illegal.
Indeed. Chief Burton, thanks so much for your directness. Thanks for calling in and shedding some light into a situation. And I'm guessing this doesn't end today, but at least it I feel like from what you're saying, it's moving in the right direction.
It is, definitely. After our meeting with the advocates, I met with our manager, and I met with our deputy mayor, Kathy Sapp, and we discussed things in great detail, and she's happy with the way things are going at this point in time, and we're going to be moving forward.
All right. Chief Howard Burton, Penn Hills, as always, appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the chief, well, you know what, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and I'll tell you what I think about that in just a minute. You are listening to KDKA 1020.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.